The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today,
there are many situations that are taking place around the world right now that demand that we jump in and we take action, from natural disasters to conflict, and the problem is only increasing. But we have a solution that can only work when you help. And Tammy, I think it's critical that we do something right now to stop that whole cycle.
We're committed to it. Even as bad as it's getting right now, we are not leaving. We are going to stay, and we will work hard to save the lives of these children.
Next on Life Today.
Welcome to Life Today. I'm Randy Robinson. Tammy Trent is with me, and we have some urgent information that we want you to hear. I just got off the phone with Isaac Pretorius, our mission partner in Southern Africa, and there are many situations that are taking place around the world right now that demand that we jump in and we take action, from natural disasters to conflict to things left over from the whole COVID disruption. There are people on the verge of starvation, many of them already there, and the problem is only increasing. But we have a solution that can only work when you help. And Tammy, over the years, you've been there, you've seen the situations, you know how how quickly things can deteriorate into malnutrition, into starvation, and into death. I think it's critical that we do something right now to stop that whole cycle.
Absolutely. I think, Randy, that's honestly key, is to be able to step in before it gets to such a place that it's almost hard to turn it back. Mm-hmm. And I think when you go into those clinics and to see those children in that state, that they're so close to death already, it is so heartbreaking, especially when we know that there is a way that we could have prevented that process from happening. And so I think today, as you watch some of the incredible stories that we're going to bring you, I know that your heart is going to be moved, just as our hearts are moved when we are there on the ground with these families and with these children. And just that feeling of knowing that it's desperate, it's urgent, it's critical, and that we have a way to help bring food to these little lives, these little children, to hopefully keep them from having to go into these clinics where they are near death. I would love you to take some time to consider today partnering with this incredible ministry that is literally saving hundreds of thousands of lives every single year.
Yeah, and sadly, statistically, Tammy, children have died while we've been talking. It happens that fast.
Yeah.
And not literally, but just statistically, when you look at the number of people impacted. But here's the good news. We can do something about it. We can do something about it today. We know this because we have been doing this for decades now. Mm-hmm. But the situation is such that when disruptions occur, when conflicts occur, and like I mentioned, with the coming out of COVID, the economic strain that has put around the world, it's always the most vulnerable that suffer first and the most. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's critical that we go into these places around the world, primarily sub-Saharan Africa, with a bowl of simple nutritional soup mix made just for them, to bridge that gap between the desperate situation they're in now and that point where they can again take care of themselves. That's all they need, is someone to come in and get them through the most difficult time. It is urgent, but we do have a solution, and we do need you to be a part of it. Watch this real quickly, and then we will tell you how you can start saving lives today.
Every 6 seconds, another child under the age of 5 dies. Why are young children like these fighting for their lives? It's because their mothers simply have no food for them. Malnutrition, known as the silent killer, then compromises their immune system, in turn, making them more susceptible to dying from common childhood illnesses. Statistics tell us this year alone, the mortality rate for children under the age of 5 will exceed 5 million, with malnutrition being a contributing factor in nearly half those children's deaths. The question becomes, can we stop this cycle of death for the remaining children in southern Africa, those who find themselves in a food crisis, urgently needing help, before malnutrition claims its next victim?
If we can get to these villages where this child comes from, and we can get mission feeding into those villages, what we're able to ensure is that we wind that clock back. We retell that story. That's why we say mission feeding saves lives, because it does. Saving this child's life doesn't happen because of us. It happens because of you.
It's so true. We couldn't do any of this without your help. There is a great, great need today at this exact moment. And just like Randy said, every 6 seconds, every few moments, we are losing another one and another one. When I sit bedside in those clinics like Isaac was, it's so heartbreaking, because I think you're looking at the face of death in these little ones that have no way of pretty much fighting themselves. But I feel so privileged that we have an opportunity to fight for them. And so I think, Randy, for me, when I'm in those situations, it's heartbreaking, and yet I also have been in places where I know that there is a solution,
yeah,
and I know that there is a way to help save their lives, yeah, even before they get to that place of near death.
Yeah, and you know, the clinics are the worst.
They are.
You, yes, and I have been there. Yes. I have been there literally one day where I prayed for a child in the daytime, and then we went out and shot some other footage and found out that later that night that child passed away, and that's hard. You want your prayers answered right, yeah, now, miraculously. And the reality is that we have to be the answer, mm-hmm, to the prayer. I find it, mm-hmm, interesting, Tammy.
Yeah.
When Jesus was speaking to the crowds, and the day, you know, was ending, and the disciples were like, Lord, let's send them home. They're hungry,
right?
Let them go get something to eat.
Right.
And what did Jesus say? He looked at them and he said, you feed them. And of course they said, yeah, well, we don't have enough food. You know, I feel like that sometimes. We want to feed all of these, right, children and sometimes adults that are in critical need. We don't have the ability to, but what did Jesus say? Give what you can.
Yes.
Give the best,
yeah,
you can.
Yeah.
And then we do that in obedience, and in numbers, miracles happen.
They totally do. And I think sometimes it can feel overwhelming because you see the need, and the need is overwhelming.
It
really is.
Yeah.
And so sometimes I think we think like, how am I going to make a difference? How is the little bit even that I have to give going to make a difference in with a big problem that I see?
Right.
And the truth is, it all makes a difference. Everything makes a difference. Every gift that you give makes an eternal impact into the lives of these little children that have been set forth to live a great, abundant life of joy and a great future. And I want to help be a part of that in their lives. And I know you do too. And if God has blessed you today to help partner with us to make a difference in the lives of these children, then I would ask you to please consider doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't matter how big or how small.
Yep.
It will all make a huge impact.
It will. And let me just tell you quickly how it works. Because we have been in these places for years working, trying to prevent the situations in the malnutrition clinics. The malnutrition clinics are a wonderful resource, but we want to go into the villages where the malnutrition is just starting to set in. We want to stop it basically earlier in the process. And because we've been doing this for so long, we have the people like ESOC in place. We have trucks on the ground. Mm-hmm. We have food that's ready to go. We need to get it there. We need to acquire more food in many cases, depending on the circumstances. But because we already have so much in place, the average per bowl of food is very, very low. Mm-hmm. And yet the value, nutritional value, and the life-saving value is very, very high. When we look across all the programs, we look at feeding 350,000 children every day. That's a lot of children.
Yeah.
It breaks down to a $30 gift today will enable us to basically feed three children for three whole months. Mm. A gift of $50 will feed five children for several months. If you can make a gift of $1,000, that would feed 100 children for approximately 3 months. What an amazing thing. I look at this, Tammy, and I go, well, why would you not want to do that?
I know.
We're literally saving lives.
I know. And I don't know, Randy, if some people are like me sometimes when I see such a program on TV and I think somebody else will take care of it. Mm. I'm so busy right now. Mm. And I don't even know that my gift of $30 would make a difference. So somebody else would do it. And I have learned, even being a part of this ministry, that don't wait for the next person to jump in and rescue a little one. Why don't you be that person? Let God use you. Truly, like I said before, if we've been blessed, like I have an extra $30. I think, you know, we're all kind of navigating around numbers in our lives and trying to be smart with our money, truly. But I think we all could say, I have a little bit extra that I could give right now because I have food, I have water, I have clothes, I have a home, I have a television I'm watching right now. But these little ones and these families on the other side don't have any of that. So if we can be a part of just bringing them even just some food today, that'll help them survive another day and another day. And many of them, like Randy said, 3 more months and then another 3 months. That's something I want to be a part of. That is life-giving. And I think as believers, as the body of Christ, I truly believe that when we are aware of a need, I believe that God says, step up, just step up and do something. And be my hands and feet and make a difference because I've blessed your life. I've given you food. So please turn around and help another one that just doesn't have a way to get to food. If you could give and partner, that's the easy step. We'll do the rest of the work. We're asking you to just partner with us and give what you can, and we'll do the rest of the work. We're on the ground. The infrastructure's there. We're ready to go. We just need you to help us to get onto the other side of that line so that we can keep moving into these villages and into these clinics, and we can rescue and save one child at a time.
The things that I've seen, the things that I've gotten to experience have been emotional. There's been some good days and there's been some bad days. My favorite days are when I get to go into a village and serve the children, especially when I get to sit down and feed them a bowl of food that they get every day. And gosh, what an incredible moment that really is, knowing that in that place, in that moment, I'm privileged to be a part of bringing them life through a bowl of food. And then you get in the car the next day and you travel hours to get to a clinic like this, only to sit in a place like this and to watch this precious little girl fight for her life because she doesn't have that one bowl of food every day. Her body's shutting down. She is dying. And I wonder how long she has to live. I think that if she was in a village where there was a feeding program set up, how her life would be so very different. And I've seen the power in just one bowl of food, something so incredibly simple that brings life to so many hundreds of thousands of children. It's hard to watch any child die, knowing that there's something that we could do to help prevent that death. I'll never forget, like, being in that clinic with that little girl at the end there. She could hardly breathe. She couldn't move. And she'd just look up at me, and I would just rub her hand or head or little body. I think the worst feeling for me is being in those places, watching these little ones so helpless and dying right in front of me because they don't have food. I honestly have such a hard time wrapping my head around that thought, especially when I do travel maybe the next day to a village and I sit there with hundreds of little kids and I hand them a little bowl of food and I know that it's the very thing that's saving their lives at that exact moment. And I think, how could we have gotten to that little girl? How could I have changed it for her? And I know that it's a matter of raising the funds, gaining more partners in this ministry so that we can go into the next village that isn't set up for mission feeding. And then we can set that up to make sure that every little child gets food every day and doesn't go hungry. Randy, it's such an easy program that we have set up. We've got everything in place to make this happen so that not one child has to die of starvation.
Yeah, no, and when you look at the big, big problem, the enormity of it, and you do feel a little helpless at times, mm-hmm. you just remember you've saved them one life at a time. I want to show you something. Just watch these pictures, because what you're seeing now is a village where mission feeding has been going on. And you see smiles, you see laughing, you see playing, you see them learning, getting an education. And we do a lot of these programs at schools very intentionally, because we want these children to get an education, to get a future, but it's hard to learn when you have an empty stomach or when your body is breaking down because you're weak and malnourished. The difference between a good day and a bad day for a child oftentimes is what's in that bowl.
Yeah.
And whether that child has a good day or bad day tomorrow is often determined by the response of people just like you, our viewers. When you realize that $100 will help feed 10 of those children for the next 3 months, you can see how your gift literally is oftentimes, Tammy, it will be that difference between learning
yeah.
or ending up in a malnutrition clinic.
Exactly.
Possibly even ending up in a grave. And I know you've seen
yeah.
one particular graveyard where they dig the graves, they're short. And,
yes.
and when you see that, you go, why is that? And then it hits you.
Yeah.
They're expecting a child to fill
exactly.
that grave. And
exactly.
sadly, they know that it's going to happen. We can stop that.
We can. And I don't want to wait. Like we talked mm-hmm. about earlier, like so many times you think somebody else is going to do it for you or for them, but let's be the change.
Yeah.
If you've given before, thank you so much. We're so grateful for it. If you can give again, oh gosh, that'd be incredible if you could consider doing that. And if you've never partnered with us before, I pray that today is that day that you say, man, I want to be the difference. I want to help save a life. I want to be an answer to a prayer for these mamas that are just asking and reaching and hoping. Let's be the hope for them today.
Across the continent of Africa, children are suffering, facing severe malnutrition and even death. With food reserves gone and many areas experiencing severe famine, we urgently need to replenish supplies to keep feeding the 350,000 children who are counting on us. Through Life's Mission Feeding Outreach, your gift of love can be an answer to prayer for a hurting and hungry child in their time of need. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you the brand new Life Planner. Bound in soft touch leather, this planner will help you with your daily walk with space for you to record your appointments, goals, inspirational notes, and prayers. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the God's Promise Serving Bowl. This beautiful and versatile ceramic bowl is decorated with 2 Corinthians 9:8 and will make a lovely addition to your table or home. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Consider the Birds, inspired by Jesus' words in Matthew 6:26. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
In these areas of southern Angola, they're facing the worst drought in over 40 years. Crops that have failed year after year. More than 1.5 million people that are facing severe hunger. 114,000 children under the age of 5 that right now are suffering from acute malnutrition. And we see it when we visit the malnutrition clinics here. Literally overfilled clinics filled with children that are fighting for their lives.
9 days ago, this grandmother, Dionise, brought her grandson, Joao, to this clinic, literally because he was battling a battle of life and death, fighting for his life because he had acute malnutrition. How, you might ask? Well, because she didn't have any food to feed him. When I asked her about her food situation, she became very emotional. Explained to me that there's many days where she has no food to feed him, where they go without food. That's how a child like this ends up with his skin literally peeling off his body as the body starts to shut down, trying to just keep him alive. We're seeing more and more children suffering like little Joao, many of them dying in villages before we can ever reach them. What is the solution, you say? This is it. The solution is food. And us being here as the mission teams, reaching these children, each and every one of them, getting to these mothers, answering their prayers, and saving their children's lives.
We've been fighting some droughts, especially in Angola now for a while. We have seen a lot of positive things take place, but we still have a great need. If you look over in other areas, we just had a team return from South Sudan in the last few months, and they reported some same type of things with the clinics being overcrowded, the food shortages. It's a situation that it's ongoing, but we are making a big difference. There was one story, Tammy, I saw where mothers were grinding up the corn cobs. The corn was gone. And they were grinding up these corn cobs to try to put something into the stomachs of their children so they wouldn't feel so hungry. But there's no nutritional value there.
Right.
We
right.
have to bring them nutritional value. Yeah. And then, as I mentioned when we started, you heard me on the phone with Isak before we came out here. And there's a situation in Mozambique where the people are facing persecution. There are Muslim extremists up in the north that are committing atrocities. Mm. It's driving people to the south. And Isak was telling us that he has spoken to many people who have suffered horrendous things. And now they are in a camp, a displacement camp for people that are fleeing that. And we are there on the ground helping to provide the emergency food. These are the types of situations we're dealing with in those countries and in some others. But the one factor that covers whatever situation we're facing is our supporters saying, we want to help.
Yeah.
We want to provide that bowl of food.
Yeah.
That's when we see a difference.
Huge impact. And it's not just words from us, Randy. You and I have both been there. We've been on the ground. And so we do see the impact. I mean, that story that we saw earlier with me being in a clinic and then another day being in a village feeding these children, we do see the impact. We see those children thriving in those villages, and we know that it's making a difference. And we're committed to it. We're not going to leave. We are committed. We're staying. Even as bad as it's getting right now, we are not leaving. We are going to stay, and we are going to help with every breath we have, with every dollar that God provides for us. We are going to make a difference, and we will work hard to save the lives of these children.
Yeah, absolutely. The one thing that people need to know, though, is that time is not on our side. Time
That's
is
right.
not our friend. It's a thief that robs children of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
We have to act.
Yes.
We have to act today. And that's why I'm asking you to go to the phone or go online right now and make the best gift you can. $30 for three children, $50 for five children, $100 for 10 children, maybe $1,000 for 100 children for the next 3 months. What can you do? And we're counting on you. We're counting on those of you that have stepped up in the past and those of you for the first time that are saying, I want to be a part of the solution. Go on the phone, go online, make the best gift you can, and do it now.
Across the continent of Africa, children are suffering, facing severe malnutrition and even death. With food reserves gone and many areas experiencing severe famine, we urgently need to replenish supplies to keep feeding the 350,000 children who are counting on us. Through Life's Mission Feeding Outreach, your gift of love can be an answer to prayer for a hurting and hungry child in their time of need. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you the brand new Life Planner. Bound in soft touch leather, this planner will help you with your daily walk with space for you to record your appointments, goals, inspirational notes, and prayers. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the God's Promise Serving Bowl. This beautiful and versatile ceramic bowl is decorated with 2 Corinthians 9:8 and will make a lovely addition to your table or home. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Consider the Birds, inspired by Jesus' words in Matthew 6:26. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Three decades now, our outreaches have been attributed with saving the lives of 18 million children, which is beautiful, Tammy. It's wonderful.
Incredible.
It's encouraging. But here's my question. Will you save the next one? Mm. Who's going to do that? We need people to step up right now and say, yeah, yes. I want to save that one and that one and that one. We can do it.
Absolutely. We can do it. We have done it. Mm. And there's so much more work to be done. Please, if you'd consider partnering with us today, it'll make a massive, huge impact.
Yes.
Go online, make that call today, and make the best gift you possibly can. It means so much to us. More than us, it means so much to these families and these children.
Yeah.
I know that together, we can make a huge impact and change the lives of these children forever. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next time on Life Today.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.